Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health. Welcome to season two of the Max Living Podcast. We are excited to be here. I'm one of your hosts, Ashley Berlin, and this is my husband, Dr. Ryan Berlin.
Very excited about this season. I want to start off by just saying thank you to Dr. Nick and Dr. Tracy with season one. They did an amazing job, and we're ready to just pick up from there and keep on moving and teaching you guys and really just sharing with you all of our thoughts and really Max Living, framing things in the lens of what we believe real health looks like.
Absolutely. And hopefully this season, you're going to get a chance to meet Max Living doctors from across the country. We practice right here, Dr. Ryan and myself in our clinic, Align Chiropractic here in Cincinnati, Ohio. So you get a little bit of a flavor from the Midwest with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And our background is we have been with Max Living since 2010. I've been practicing since 2007. I've had a chiropractic office and just love adjusting and serving patients and helping them transform their health. Ashley used to own a CrossFit and personal training gym. She helped people with nutrition and fitness and reaching their goals through that aspect. So I just feel like we are well-equipped to help you guys navigate through the five essentials of Max Living, which are, you know, having your nervous system healthy and being very intentional about nutrition, being intentional about toxicity, being intentional about exercise and oxygenation, and also your mindset. I really think that's the most important, is having the right mindset when it comes to health. So that's one of the things we want to talk about as you guys get to know us today and we introduce ourselves, is how did we develop the mindset that we have towards this Max Living lifestyle and chiropractic and just being really intentional and cause focused when it comes to our health.
So good. What I think there's a big question. Let's answer one big elephant in the room, and that is, who is Max Living? So Max Living, really, when you look at it, we're a group of chiropractors who got together and we said, this is the way that we believe the most effective way to practice chiropractic is.
And also the most effective way to help deliver a health delivery system to people. Yes. And teach them what health really looks like. So yeah, we're several hundred offices all over the United States. And we have a entity that, you know, Max Living, which we all agree to the same standards under. And so if you walk into any Max Living office, you're going to get very similar care. You're going to get literally the same, you know, delivery system in terms of the five essentials. You can have that experience where anyone you walk into or any Max Living office that you refer your family into, you know, they're in good hands and you know, they're going to get the same exact, you know, health delivery system that you got in your Max Living office. So
yeah,
we're just excited for you guys to understand that on a little deeper level. We have patients all the time who they'll move or they'll travel to a different area and they go in another Max Living office. They're like, oh, it was just like you guys, except for it's like they picked, you know, you guys out of the office and moved you somewhere and then put a new doctor and new staff
exactly
in there, but they were just like you guys. They were like clones. And it is like that to a degree. And I love that about Max Living.
Right. I love that too. And it's beautiful. I mean, almost 400 offices across the United States and in Canada. So we have a lot of offices that
and Puerto Rico.
And Puerto Rico. Yes. I'm trying to get down to Puerto Rico to visit one of those offices.
So if you're traveling or if you're in another area looking for a Max Living office or looking for a Max Living office for your friends and family, is really simple. You just go to maxliving.com and there's a find a doctor button right there that you can hit. And they, you know, you'll have it right in front of you, a map and shown where the closest Max Living doctor is. So let's talk about who we are a little bit. So
yeah.
I've been under chiropractic care since I was 8 years old. What got me under chiropractic was I had chronic ear infections. I had chronic throat infections. I had my tonsils removed. I had multiple ear surgeries. I remember being on antibiotics like my entire youth. If you guys remember calamine lotion, it was the pink stuff that used to put, I don't even know what why you use it. I think you put it on itchy areas. Or I don't even know what it does anymore because it's been so long, but I say that to say I looked like the Pink Panther most of my life because I was covered in calamine lotion all the time and taking Aveeno baths like for my skin because of all the reactions, the antibiotics. And I just remember my health being really like miserable when I was younger. And my brother was going through the same thing and my mom and dad were frustrated. They didn't know what to do. Their health wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. And they had no one teaching them really a different way or navigating their health decisions through intentionality and cause. They were just, when we got sick, going to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician was prescribing antibiotics and, you know, nothing was working. We weren't getting better. And, you know, there may or may not have been some temporary relief. I don't even remember getting relief. I just remember always like having another ear infection. And it got to the point where at 8 years old, like I remember that age. And I just remember like that being the worst health I ever had in my life.
Right.
And the blessing of my mom and dad was there was a chiropractor in the area who had been going out and doing outreach in our community like we do in Max Living and teaching and doing dinners. And he was going to the local fire department.
Yeah.
And my dad was a fireman. And so he went and taught the firemen about subluxation, about how when your spine has subluxations or misalignments in your spine that are putting pressure and damage on nerves, that it interferes with healing. And that your nervous system controls and regulates everything. And that when that interference to the nervous system is, you know, there, that your body can't heal and respond well. So as a chiropractor, when they checked us and found out that my brother and I both had neck issues that went all the way back to birth, that he was explaining to my parents that this is why they're not healing. And we started getting adjusted and it took less than 3 months for us to just completely heal. Everything from ears and sinuses all the way down to intestinal stuff that was damaged from the antibiotics. And my brother and I's health changed dramatically. In fact, I remember getting off the bus on the same day and we both had one of the tubes from our ears that had now fell out on its own because our ears had drained and our body was just pushing that out.
So you had ear surgery. I mean, you had surgery.
I had I think it was technically four operations, but five different ectomies. By the time, you know, surgeries, by the time I was 8 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. My brother was losing his hearing. And through this process and getting adjusted, we both became extremely healthy. And my brother's hearing was fully restored. And right. So it was, had a profound impact. And this is why I love taking care of patients, because with that background, that story, and understanding that chiropractic really is the best foundation for true healthcare, that if you really want to be healthy, that your nervous system has to come first. That you have to have a healthy nerve system, because you could be eating right, you could be exercising, all those other essentials that we teach are really important. But if you're eating right and exercising and your nerve system's damaged, there's no way you're going to be able to heal well.
And like, it's so funny because I do even listen to that story. I have such a heart for your mom and moms out there that if your child you're putting your kid under five different surgeries. And then thank God that chiropractor went out in the community and took that time out of his schedule, out of his life, out of his day to go sit in that fire hall and talk to the firemen. That's why it's so important. I mean, today, like listening to this episode, whether you're a patient, whether you're a friend, a family member, whatever it is, whatever organizations you belong to, it's so crucial for you to invite your chiropractor into those organizations because you never know whose life you're going to change in those moments.
Yeah, here's the thing is, as a patient in a Max Living office and as a doctor in Max Living, you have a different level of understanding when it comes to subluxation, the nervous system, how we heal, the five essentials. And other people don't know that. They've never been taught it. They've had no experience. So you may, you know, if you're a new patient in a Max Living office, this may be completely new to you. And I just promise you, like, chiropractic and the five essentials are the best thing in healthcare. They're literally the best thing in healthcare because we see every day people totally transform their health
right.
through the application of these principles. Now, that being said, people out there don't know that. And so if they knew what we knew, they would do what we do.
Yes. Dr. Seuss.
If they knew what we knew, they would do what we do. But here's the problem is they don't know what we know.
That's true.
And so they're stuck in this other system, which, you know, I'll take a minute to explain this. It's not that we're anti-medicine. We're not anti-doctor. We're not anti-surgery. Like, there's still broken bones and there's still emergencies. But we believe that the medical system operates a lot like the fire department, where we hope to never, ever, ever have the fire department have to come to our house. The same way that I hope that my kids and my children and you as patients, or if this is the first time you're hearing about the principle of chiropractic and the five essentials, that I hope that for your future is that the application of that allows you to never have to call the fire department, meaning the medical doctor, never have to step into the medical system ever again. Now, if you do, because sometimes you might, I'm going down this Dr. Seuss thing. If you do, because sometimes you might, then what happens is the fire department comes, they put out the fire, but if they stay and after the fire is out, they keep using their axes and hoses, they'll destroy the entirety of your house. And the same thing is if you stay under medical care after they've put out the medical emergency fire, it doesn't build health. If it did, if it really truly built health, then it would be simple. Just find the person taking the most medication and you'd find the healthiest person.
Yes.
And we know that not to be true.
And statistically, we know that not to be true because if you look at the United States of America,
yeah, we're one of the least healthy countries in the world by standards. Like right now, the age at which people are developing chronic illness is younger and younger. They say that people are experiencing a decline in their health starting in age 26. Oh my gosh. And that even kids nowadays, half of all American kids are on a medication for a chronic health issue.
Oh,
and
geez.
So that's what we're looking as Max Living Doctors to change. Now, you had a different entry into chiropractic. So we met.
Yes, it was through you.
And it was it was a requirement to dating, as you had to schedule an appointment with a chiropractor.
That's true. And you know what's funny is that, well, I mean, not funny, like it's funny now, haha, because look, it's all changed and it's all different now. But when we first met, I think that one of the big things is that I hadn't been able to take a full breath in my lungs, a full deep breath for almost 8 years. And it was something that I thought was just going to be lifelong for me. I had been in a car accident and I had gone to every hospital doctor and then we started getting into specialists and just whatever. And it was just like, yeah, it just doesn't work right anymore. Like you're 23 and your body just doesn't work right and you can't breathe. And so like, I just had to figure out like how to work out and how to do all these things around like not taking like full deep breaths. And, and what does that lead to? I mean, there was a myriad of things that were not just because of that, but also happening. And a lot of those, what I recognize now, what I learned now about my body was that I had a lot of subluxations and a lot of trauma after that car accident. And after a few things that I had done in childhood, I was a very active person, had, you know.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad car accident. I feel like you glazed over that.
It was a very bad car accident. Yeah. And so, and when we met, and you said, it sounds like you have a rib out of place and you need to get adjusted. I was like, it's not that simple. Like I've been to every doctor. I've had just all sorts of monitoring and just everything from heart condition to whatever it is that they were trying to figure out what it was. And I went to a chiropractor and I got adjusted and it was a rib out.
Yeah.
And I could breathe.
Well, not just a rib. You had in your thoracic spine too. And then I have another story about you because I remember this one and this. Yeah. We were engaged. We were living in Michigan at the time. That's where I'm from. Ashley's from Cincinnati. And Ashley, we got x-rays on you. And you had, you should have a C-shaped curve to your neck. The C should be open to the back. So there's a shape that is normal for the neck. And you had a very abnormally shaped cervical spine, probably from that car accident. Mm-hmm. And your curve was actually going the wrong direction. So it was like 100% deviation from normal.
Right.
And it was like literally bending your spinal cord in the wrong direction and putting a lot of stress and damage interference in your nervous system. But you weren't having pain, really.
Right.
So you didn't know that.
Right.
But what happened was Ashley started under care in my brother's office. And at the time, my brother was a Max Living doctor. And so she was in his office and he is helping make corrective changes to her spine because I was practicing further away. He was closer.
And my office was right next to his office.
Yep. And so she went in to see my brother. And as her spine was beginning to get corrected, she felt better. I think there was less like general anxiety, things like that. Yeah. But I remember the big one was the first time in Michigan that you had your eyes rechecked, they told you, the first lady messed up your prescription, or you thought your prescription was messed up because she gave you a similar prescription. And come to find out, we had to go to another doctor who did a very thorough examination.
Yes.
And he was like the Max Living of eye doctors. He was very kind of holistically minded and he was awesome. It was all cash. But I just remember that he said, no, your prescription's way off. It's not a 13 point whatever. Mm-hmm. It was a negative, like it was down a couple points, like negative 11 or something like that. I can't remember the exact number, but your right. eye health was changing.
Right. And if you're hearing those numbers and you know anything about prescriptions, you're thinking that couldn't possibly be right. Yes. My eyes were negative 13 in that range. And yes. And I did, we saw improvements and we saw multiple points taken off of that, of my prescription.
Well, and then a few years later, I remember again, you kept getting adjusted. More five essentials, changing our nutrition. We were juicing. We were doing some other things like habits that we picked up along the way in max living. And I remember another eye doctor had told you previously that your retina and like, I can't remember exactly if it was like you had vitreal detachment or retinal
macular degeneration,
all this stuff. And this next eye doctor was like, no, your eyes look great. Actually, they're some of the healthier eyes I've seen.
Yes. And so I saw improvement in my eyes, which leads me to one of the things that like one of the concepts about chiropractic care in your Max Living office is that the longer you stay, better it gets.
Repeat that.
The longer you stay, the better it gets. And it's such a profound thing. And I wish it's a gift that I wish I could give to every single patient in our offices, because I walked in wanting to take a deep breath. And after two adjustments, I could breathe. And if I would have walked away then, I would have never experienced the full potential of healing and of health that my body could do.
Yeah.
Like where I could get in my life, I would have never gotten those beautiful gifts. And they were all gifts that I think that God had ready and in store for me, but I wasn't going to get there unless I stayed and did the work. And I stayed and I did the work and we got married. And so I have chiropractic care forever.
A happy ending to it.
Right. It has a happy ending to it. But if you died tomorrow, I would find a chiropractor and I would stay forever, because I understand that the longer I stay, the better it gets. The more things that started coming into alignment in my body, the better my potential became and the better my body was living out its fullest of everything. It was better sleep. It was less anxiety. It was my eyes started correcting. It was my senses. I never was able to smell very intensely. And then now all of a sudden it's like I can smell the richness and the flavors in the world, and I'm experiencing the world on a different level.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing gift.
Yeah.
And that's chiropractic. That's incredible.
That's awesome. Yeah. Nobody's health is going to be perfect, but you can marry a chiropractor. That's kind of the close.
It's kind of the closest thing.
I forgot how blessed you are.
No,
I'm just all joking aside. Here's as you say that, like, why is it better the longer you stay? And here's the thing that we see this happen in other offices. And if I'm being completely honest, it happens in ours too, but less, that sometimes people get better and they leave because they got better. And sometimes people, they came into us and there's already been so much damage and they don't get completely better and they leave. Mm-hmm. But the people who get the bigger principle and understand where chiropractic fits in healthcare and understand why, it's just a better way. So right. That's what I want you guys ideally to walk away with today, is that chiropractic, you have this allopathic, medical, pharmaceutical, you know, you live your life through drugs and surgery and then end up miserable in a nursing home or in a hospital for 10 or 15 years. And we used to call it like cruise ship versus nursing home. Right. Like the cruise ship, you know, you can retire and go spend the same amount of money to be on a cruise ship or end up in a nursing home. But if you understand there's a better way, and that better way is you still are going to invest time, you're still going to invest money, but it's proactive, not reactive. And so chiropractic, let's just start, because everybody knows you can eat well and make changes to your body. That if you eat the right things, you build health. If you eat the wrong things, you build disease.
Right. And we used to say this at the gym all the time. Everybody walks into the gym and they're like, hey, can you help me get fit? Can you help me get healthy? Maybe I have some weight that I want to lose. And I'm like, well, nutrition's easy, right? Twinkie or apple.
Yeah. It's simple, I mean, on the very foundation, nutrition is not complicated.
Right.
But sticking to it might be,
but there are nuances.
Yeah. And there are, you know, marketing and stuff like that challenges. Now I say this also fitness, like we all know that you exercise more, you're going to get healthier. Mm-hmm. However, I don't think people understand the profound impact that from birth till death, you're living your whole life with one spine protecting your nervous system.
Yes.
And from sitting and from little traumas or big traumas or sports or these things, even the birth process. So for me, like I hadn't even made it out of my mother's womb fully. And I had a really bad subluxation in my neck from the position I was in as she was having contractions, and my head was being bent in a direction, and my upper neck was subluxated from the minute I was born. So here I am taking my first breaths, but I'm already experiencing less life than I should be because, and I'll explain this, I'm going to break down just really what we're doing in chiropractic very simply, but chiropractic foundationally is just the best piece of healthcare because it starts with, if you want to be healthy, you have to understand what that means. And it's all about healing, that every day we have to be healing because we have this one body we have to take care of for the rest of our lives. What controls healing? Well, it's simple. It's the same thing in our body that controls everything.
Right.
It's our central nervous system.
Right.
And so our brain and our spinal cord literally are what are controlling everything by sending out signals to all of our organs, telling them what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And it's so complex, but the concept's really simple that if you damage those signals, you're going to damage the way your body heals and functions. And that's what subluxations are, is they're vertebra of the spinal column. You have 24 bones that make up your spinal column. And when those vertebrae get out of alignment, they put stress and damage on nerves. So chiropractic is a system that you have to take advantage of in your life, of where you go and see someone and they gently and easily and repetitively remove the interference to your nervous system by adjusting your spine so that your body's always in the best state of healing it can be. So here's the good news is if you're unhealthy, you get healthier when your body is in a better state of healing. Conditions start healing and reversing. And if you're healthy, you keep your health for as long as possible, which really should be the goal, is that from cradle to grave that we stay healing and as healthy as we possibly can for as long as we can.
And isn't that a gift?
It is. It's awesome. Right. So we're going to be handling many, many, many topics on the show. We're going to talk about, you know, we get asked questions all the time. What bed, what pillow should I sleep on? We're going to talk about nutrition. We're going to discuss certain topics. So, you know, a hot one right now is we've seen a lot of vertigo, a lot of cervicogenic headaches in the last several months. And I think there's a reason for why we're seeing an increase, but what's the solution? How do we get our bodies healing better? So we're going to handle all these topics over this season with you guys. And we're just really excited to do that.
Yep. And next week, we're going to dig deep into a lot of the common myths and facts about chiropractic, because there's a lot, if you haven't dug into it, there can be a lot of uncertainty around what chiropractic is. And I mean, I know I had a lot of questions when I started about like, what's going to happen? What are we going to do here? What are some things that I've heard versus what are some things that are, you know, actually like living in reality of what chiropractic is?
Yeah. So join us next week on Tuesday for the next episode of the Max Living Podcast. And until then, we just are excited to be with you.
Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.